Yes. So good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you all so much for joining. We are in day three of the Bad Billionaires Roundtable Challenge Entrepreneur Bible Study. So this is actually precursor to the challenge, but this is very, this is vital. This is vital because it's important. And I, when God said do this Bible study, it was actually on the first day before the first, do the Bible study, 30 days, get people prepared, because this is a God-ordained thing. Our gifts and our businesses, our being an entrepreneur, especially if you're faith-based, you should know that it's God-ordained, and that's just the end of that, period, point blank, blah, 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 right? So we cannot start our Bible study without prayer. So again, thank you all so much for joining, and let us go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord God, for this opportunity to come to you in your presence, Lord God. Hear your word, hear what the Holy Spirit has to say for us. Give us direction, protection, and instruction, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the head of our lives and that you will direct us, Lord, and you will show us what we need to do and how we need to use our gifts, Lord God. So we thank you for this entrepreneurial Bible study, Lord, helping us to get through your word and understanding who we are as entrepreneurs and where you are taking us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And let me give an extended blessing to those of you that are followers of BAD, whether it's BAD Queens of the Roundtable, BAD Billionaires Roundtable, Bad Coach Dana, or anything in the Bad brand, Faith Travel for You. I want to extend a blessing out to you and say thank you all so much for your prayers, your sharing, and all of that. I thank you so much, so much. I truly, truly appreciate you. So with that, our scripture today is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says, "For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control." And some of you might be saying, what does that have to do with us as an entrepreneur? Let me tell you, it has a lot to do with us as an entrepreneur. It basically tells us that if God did not give us a spirit of fear, then why are we afraid of the things that could happen, or the things that may happen, or the things that are coming to us, or the things around the world? You know, prices of everything is going up. If you look at some of the grocery items, the food items, if you look at some people that are entrepreneurs, you'll see that some of their pricing has gone up. You'll look at me, some of my pricing has gone up, but some of my pricing has also gone down. But that has also come from God's direction. Why does that come from God's direction, Dana? Well, because of this scripture here. If I can just drive this part home, because of this scripture right here, God's direction was for me to reduce the pricing of my Bad Queens of the Roundtable membership. One day he was just like, yeah, you need to reduce that. And I was like, but my accountability group, we prayed about this, we talked about this. Yeah, you need to bring that back down. And I was like, but bring it back down. And I said, okay, because that's what you have to do. You have to say, okay. And in my saying, okay, I totally understood that, okay, Lord, I'm trusting you. This is why the scripture says that God did not give us a spirit of fear. Because if we trust him, we're exuding what? Self-control. If we're exuding self-control, we love ourselves. We're showing love to ourselves. How are we showing love to ourselves? Well, one, first and foremost, we're showing love to God because of our obedience, okay? But we're showing love to ourselves because we are determined to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, and we want to reach those pearly gates. We want to walk those gold worlds when we're done here, right? So we love ourselves enough to say, you know what, screw everything else. Let's forget what's going on in the world. This is not my problem. This is not my, I'm not even participating in anything that looks like fear, worry, or concern. Let me explain this. I have a skin tag, like a dried skin tag / mole. And it's a skin tag. And it was sticking so far out. One of my nieces the other day, my sister, God's sister, sister in Christ, best sister, she said to me over a month ago, I need to cut that off your face. And I'm just like, dude, you're not a surgeon. It's going to go away. It's going to dry off. They said that they will remove it. Sunday, my niece, she's 2 years old, not even two. She was like, what is that? And she didn't say anything. She was just like, and I said, it's time for me to put some action together and get rid of that. Do what I need to do. And what I did was I knew a little over, maybe less than a year ago, that tea tree oil, and I made my own tea tree oil turmeric concoction so that I can moisturize but also remove. I put tea tree oil on here, but I should have done it at night so that it could, you know, just kind of not be. But yeah, I fell asleep, whatever. So I did it today. And I put this on my face. And I put it on my face early enough because I have a pool party to go to this afternoon, pool party networking event. And I'm going to take it off before I do that. Now, mind you, it's not going to fall off at that time. But so that's the preliminary explanation as to why this is on my face. Why am I going live and not, you know, waiting until I take this off instead of causing a scene? People are just looking at that. One, if you're just looking at this and saying, oh, she's on live and she's got something on her face, you have the problem, not me. Why am I going live and I have something on my face? Because the job still has to be done. Bible study still had to be done. Now, mind you, I was 10 minutes late because I was trying to set up my computer and everything, but I was not 10 minutes late because I was worried about what was on my face. I was not concerned about not having any makeup on or anything like that because if anyone knows me, they know Bad Queen Dana doesn't even wear makeup. I wear lip gloss and I wear the lip gloss that I make. I might wear mascara, but truth be told, I don't even wear a black mascara. I will wear a clear mascara just to give the definition to my own eyelashes. I don't even wear eyelashes. Now, I might arch my eyebrows, which I did a little bit, clean them up a little bit today. I might wear gel overlay over my nails, but I do not wear a tip or anything like that. I don't have any enhancements or any of those different things. This is what you're probably saying, Dana, what does that have to do with today's Bible study and this scripture? It has a lot to do with it because somebody's not coming on live because they've got something on their face. And I just, people become afraid of what other people are going to think because of what the outside looks like. Okay. I saw something on this program last night and it just blew my mind. It totally blew my mind. And I'm going to try to repeat it the way it was, the way I heard it, but then my answer. Okay. And it has a lot to do with fear. Let me go back before I say that. The reason why I shared this with you and I'm here on live with this, you know, blemish or whatever, because entrepreneurs have to show up. We have to show up regardless of whatever. We show up regardless of the faults, you see this beautiful wall behind me? I got things on the wall, you know, but you see this beautiful wall behind me? I have another wall that doesn't even look that way. I don't sit behind this because the wall is beautiful. I sit here because this is how I have my desk. 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago, I had my desk the other way and I still went live, even though I had paneling on one side and cement and or whatever they call it on the other side. And I still went live because that's what we need to do. The reality of our lives is that I can't be in fear of what you think everything looks like and you're not hearing what's coming out of my mouth. You're not hearing the things that are going to help you, the things that are going to direct you. But Dana, you're going live in the Bad Billionaires Roundtable. You're not even a billionaire. How do you have a roundtable of bad billionaires and you're not even a billionaire? Because it doesn't say, I am a billionaire and I'm bad. It is called Bad Billionaires Roundtable. If you know what BAD stands for, it fits. Blessed, anointed, and destined billionaire. I am destined for billionaire status. I am destined for millionaire status. I am destined for the status that God said I could have. I am destined to have the abundance because I am obedient and I understand the word of God. So I know that God did not give me a spirit of fear. So I'm not afraid of what the rest of the world has going on or what the problems might be in the rest of the world, or that somebody might not like the fact that I showed up on camera with this on my face. Y'all, I took some cute pictures on my porch with this blemish thing on my face, with this blemish cover, whatever you want to call it. Nonetheless. And I'm good with it. Here's the problem that some of you might have showing up the way I show up. You have a problem with you, which takes us into the other half of this one verse. It says that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love and self-control. See, you got a problem with you, which means you don't even love you, let alone be obedient to God. You don't even love you enough to show up and say, listen, if you're worried about what's going on the outside of me, you will never understand what's going on the inside of me. You will never be, listen, I'm not married, y'all. Y'all see that? This is my right hand. This is my left. I'm not married. But hear me out. The husband that God sends to me is the one that's going to know how to handle what's on the inside of me. He's going to know how to handle what I'm called to do. He's going to know how to handle the power that I have on the inside of me. He's going to know how to request submission from me without demanding submission from me. He's going to know that I'm going to be the wife without him being the peon. He's the king. You have to follow what I'm saying here, because I love me enough. I love the Lord immensely because I'm being obedient, but I love me enough to know that, listen, if you're worried about what's on my face, then you will never know what's in my spirit. You will never see the fruit from my tree, because you're more worried about what the tree looks like. You will never understand the things that I had to go through in order to even build the bad brand, because you're more worried about what things look like. I was living out of my car a couple of years ago, more than a couple, 6 years ago, 2017. Yeah. Living out of my car. Then I started staying with my daughter. But in 2015, I was homeless. In 2007, I was homeless for 2.5 years. In 2017, in November 2017, I went from homeless to homeowner in a matter of 2 days. Why? Because I trusted God and I did not walk in fear, and I did not care that people were more concerned about the fact that I was not working that great government job. I was out here being a vagabond. I was out here doing what God said for me to do. And here I am, 5 years later, in the home. Yeah. And it was a struggle to even stay in the home. But it was still obedience that I stood on. Do you understand? So God did not give us a spirit of fear. He gave us a one of love and self-control. So self-control really goes down to, if God gives you some instructions, you can't add you to it. It's almost like working a job. Your job has a job description, right? And so in your job description, you do what it tells you to do. And there's a lot of people that are told, you know, they're ignorant to the facts, but, you know, my job description doesn't say this, that, or the other, so I'm not going to do this, that, and the other. But your job description does say this, that, and the other. You know what it says? It says anything else asked to do. Anything else. It says your job description is A, B, C, D, and E, and anything else within those parameters or within the parameter of the office. So there is the extra. But here's what I want to say that, because I want people to get to the point of, you know what? Stop saying that. Stop saying what your job description doesn't say. If you want to work between 8 and 5 and not do anything extra, you know, I had great favor on my job, so I didn't mind coming in early and I didn't mind staying late, because they didn't mind if I had to leave on family emergency or anything like that. They didn't give me a hard time. They didn't say, oh, I'm going to have to write you up. They didn't say any of those things. So I had great favor on my job. So I'm sharing that. But doing what you need to do and being obedient to God is almost like having a job. Because what God asks you to do, he says, I need you to do A, B, C, D, and E. And you said, okay. Okay? He didn't say, I need you to figure out how to do A, B, C, D, and E. He first said, I need you to do A, B, C, D, and E. And you said, okay. Then he said, I'm going to give you the resources and the tools to do A, B, C, D, and E. You should be saying, okay. When he gives you a tool that you don't understand, then you say, Lord, I need help with this particular tool to complete the task that you gave me to do. Guess what? He's going to send you help, or he's going to make adjustments. But it comes from God. It comes from God. You have to put yourself in motion. You have to have self-control not to change anything. For example, God gave us somebody who created Canva, okay? And when they created Canva, they made it so that we could do all of these different things as far as marketing, creating eBooks, all of that, right? And Canva every year keeps making adjustments. This year, they've added at least 25 different things, okay? And I praise God for them for that. But hear me out. There are some people who have Canva who don't know how to use it to the extent I know how to use it. I know how to use Canva, but I don't know how to use it to the extent there's a lady on social media that I watch, and to her extent, I don't know how to use it to her extent. So I watch her, I invest in her, okay, for me to learn what I need to. But from the level that I'm on, somebody is watching me and someone will invest in me for the level that they need to get to from where I am right now. I'm not going to go and reteach what I'm learning from somebody else. That I'm not going to do. Because where she is where I need to be as far as my marketing. If people want to learn that part, they may ask. But I'm not going to say, ooh, let me teach you what I learned. No. That's not how that works. But nonetheless, what I'm saying is God gave a tool through someone. None of us knew how to use it. So he sent someone in our forte, in our social media, or something that knew what they were doing so that we could learn to use the tool to do what we needed to do to get to the purpose where we need to get to. My purpose is not to teach you how to use Canva. That's somebody else's purpose. My purpose is to help you see that the roadblock that you're facing has a lot to do with your spiritual relationship with God and your personal issues because of your spiritual relationship with God. And how you need to use your faith to step out into where you need to be. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what Bad Coach Dana does. Blessed on a destined Coach Dana. That's what Counselor Dana does. That's what Apostle Dana does. That's what every title that you want to put to me. Listen, that's what me in royalty, that's what the queen does. I'm different than the rest. I don't just add God to the. I tell you, you can't take God out. You can't even do what you do without God. So let's look at the scripture again. Now it's 2 Timothy 1:7. It says, for God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of love and self-control. When you have a good relationship with God, you are obedient to what he's calling you to do. You are extremely obedient to what he's calling you to do. And you don't run from that. That's your self-control. That's your love. So let me go to the part that I said that I was going to share about what I watched last night. I kind of went all the way through to the end. Hear me out. They're at an art show. Okay. And woman number one says, if art isn't freeing, let me say it right. If art isn't freeing, I'm paraphrasing, you are in a box. So what do? If it's not freeing, if art is not a way of being free, then you're in a box. You're in your comfort zone. So then what? So now what do you do? Now what's next? And the woman number two said, being liked. And she said, no. And the woman number one said, being liked is what's on the outside. What's on the inside is the creativity and being free. Now I'm going to do a whole different live podcast on that because I want to get the wording correct, but hear me out. And again, I'm paraphrasing. What she was saying was that art is a way of being you out of the box, out of the norm, art is a way of being creative. Art is the way of being personal. Art is the way of being who you are as an individual. Woman number two was like, but I want to be liked. Okay, then that's not free. That's not being creative. That is being tied to the world. That is being tied that's being bound and gagged in the box. She said, that's what the outside is. That is not who you are on the inside. And so you have to let the inside person out. So you have to, this is driving home the love part of the scripture. You have to love yourself enough to bust out the box, to bust out of the bondage, to bust out of your comfort zone. But you also have to have the self-control of letting God guide you to where you need to be. See, God does not call someone who is like the rest of the world. He calls the peculiar person. The person who doesn't fit in the boxes, the person who doesn't fit all the square pegs in the square holes and the circles and the circle holes and triangles. Nope. Mm-mm. He calls the person who's going to force that square peg into a triangle. Regardless of what someone is saying. I'm going to do another live on that because I really want to drive that home. I definitely want to drive that home for a lot of people. But I pray that you got what you needed today from the scripture verse, from our entrepreneurial challenge, our entrepreneurial Bible study. If you will notice, there is a link tied to this live. There is a link in the comment section or the description section of the podcast that is called the Bad Billionaires Roundtable Challenge. It starts on August 7th. The investment for the 30-day challenge goes up today to $59.99. It is $30 right now this minute. Go over and get it for the $30 because before the end of the day, it is going up to $59.99. Matter of fact, before 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, right now, it is 1:05 Central Standard Time. So in 5 hours, it is going to go up to $59.99. You need to go on, join now for 30 days for $30. Why is this challenge so important? Because what I'm talking about here in the Bible study, as far as faith, is number one. What I'm talking about as prayer, praise, power, that is also in this challenge. Your gifts. Do you know what your gifts actually are? Not what you're passionate about as far as an entrepreneur, but your gifts. Do you know what it's going to take to actually focus on God's conversation with you and not what is going on around the world? Are you going to be able to have a no money day? Are you going to be able to move in silence but not heard in silence? Are you going to be able to add multiple streams of income and trump all those different things that people said about, oh, focus on one thing until successful? Mm-mm. Are you going to be able to do three or four things and actually build you and not be discouraged in those things? Are you going to be able to focus on what God is saying for you as a wealth builder? Deuteronomy 8 and 18, as a wealth builder, as a wealth obtainer. Are you going to be able to do those things? This is what the challenge is about for 30 days. And it's going to be tough because let me tell you, I'm also doing it. I'm doing it with you, and this is like my second time. And I'm doing it, I always do it with my clients because This is how you know I'm committed. I learn and relearn with you. The only difference is this time is I am taking all of the video components and all of that. And it's in the coaching session. It's not, we do have a group on Facebook, but it's in the coaching session on the Bag University website. So a lot of what you'll get is going to be on the Bag University website. Some of what you'll get, it will be in the Bad and Grow Wealth group here on Facebook. It's really, really just that simple. So God bless and have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you so much for being part of the Bad Billionaires Roundtable and for listening to the podcast on Bad FBI, Visions and Dreams. Have a wonderful rest of your day.